This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
624 Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us and rolling along here on the morning shift. If you haven't listened in a while, my name is Mike Johnson. He is Squid Billy Bo Morgan, the newest addition, Miss Allie Mack, hanging out with us now, day 7. We haven't run her off just yet. She hasn't been terrified enough to actually not show up, so we appreciate that nonetheless. We are going to get to Allie's debut Top 5 Tuesday.
It's tough,
she should
man.
Be scared.
Yeah, I'm scared, and it is so tough. I give you a lot of credit.
It's you put yourself out there a little bit.
Do we know the theme?
We do know the theme. We can say the theme, right?
We can say the theme. These are the top 5 songs that are impossible not to participate along with.
Yeah, the top 5 songs that will make you get up out your chair and move along. Or at least sing with, right?
Sing with, clap with. It's going to make you do something physically.
Yeah, okay. Whoa, pause. All right, let's smooth right by that one. No, I'm just kidding. But I want to get. We're going to get the front page. We got to talk about the newest quarterback commit. Got NBA and obviously some Braves news. But I can't let us go any further. Like, did you get a gift? Did you get a happy anniversary, Amy? Did you get her a gift for today? And being honest, because I do have access to her phone number. I will text her. Did you get your wife a gift for your anniversary?
Oh no.
Bro.
Look at that grin on his face.
Oh my goodness.
We don't do things that way. We do.
Okay.
So here's what.
Does she know you don't do things that way?
Or here's what. So you know, actually. I don't want to out her, but I brought it up that it was our anniversary last night, today. I said, hey, you know, tomorrow's our anniversary. What do you want to do for dinner? Obviously, we'll cook something. She was like, oh, yeah. Oh.
No,
oh.
She forgot?
Yeah, but I don't.
Or was she just putting on an act because she knew you
were No, mom brain, you know? I mean, she's still, everything that she thinks about right now is pork chop related. Okay. So I don't care. That stuff doesn't bother me. I mean, I might remember it one day, not this time, but like if it happened, like, you know, if nothing was going on and it happened, I might remember it to use in my favor. But no, it doesn't bother me. So the most important thing to my wife is for some reason on special events like Christmas or birthdays, are cards. She loves cards with a note. I told you all that. I told you this before, Mike.
Well, a card counts as a gift. Like, if you got her a card, like, that counts.
So, I'm going to get her a card when I leave the homestead today for a few minutes. I'm going to run an errand.
Okay.
And so I'll get her a card.
How do we feel about gifts being bought the day of the holiday?
It's a card.
Now the next question.
Feels like an afterthought.
You know what? Hold on. No. No, I'm not going to sit here and be judged for that when you celebrate who will be coming on with us at 8:20, Rusty Manziel's whole, I don't do Christmas until the 24th of December, and then I buy gifts.
Who celebrated that?
I know you're cool with it. I've never heard you call Rusty out on it. So you ain't going to call me out right here. I ain't going to stand for it. Allie, I will not stand for this.
Dylan, speaking of Rusty,
hypocrisy.
Let's get to the front page. Speaking of Rusty Manziel, like I said, we'll have him on at 8:20 today to discuss the commitment of five-star quarterback Jared Curtis. He's the number one quarterback in the 2026 class. Yesterday, announcing his commitment to Georgia over Oregon, said it was a very, very tough decision, guys. And look, man, it's one of those things where if you're Georgia, the rich get richer, you just keep rolling along. But I know this was a long courtship. Bo, just real quick, from Kirby Smart, it's one of those guys that he had to have. Rusty has talked about this kid for a year now, and I know that he decommitted from Georgia back in the fall, but big-time news for Georgia.
Yeah, and it's one of those positions that he gets criticized. It's like the position that Kirby gets kind of said that people say, well, yeah, you know, you don't do enough of that position. You don't get those top recruits. Remember, Juju was going to USC, and then he decommitted from USC just to go to Colorado,
yep,
the kid out of what, Carrollton, and a lot of people wanted to criticize Kirby for that, yet somehow the guy has two national titles with, you know, Stetson Bennett caliber players. But, yeah, let's criticize the quarterback thing. So it's a good gift for him. Remember they missed out on Dylan Raiola because he moved to Buford or whatever and then says, you know what, check that.
Dodged
I'm going to go
bullet
to Nebraska.
Dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, Mr. Patrick Mahomes wannabe.
Well, we're going to talk to Rusty Manziel more about that at 8:20 today. Now, last night, NBA playoffs rolled on. Pretty intense games. The Knicks stunned the Celtics in dramatic fashion. Knicks were trailing by as much as 20 points in the fourth quarter, but they had quite a rally, ended up in overtime with the final score being 108-105.
Yeah, the third and fourth quarter, they outscored the Celtics 55-39. That's not counting the overtime, where it would make it 63-44. When you shoot 40, Dylan, 45 misses,
mm-hmm,
from three-point land. They were 15 of 60. It wasn't this crazy thing. I know that Bridges gets a steal to preserve the overtime win, but, I mean, you know, Brunson drops 29. Ananobi,
yep,
drops 29, or however Linda Cohn said his name earlier. Multiple, she said it two different ways on SportsCenter when I was trying to figure out how to say his name. It was just weird.
Last night to me was the ultimate microcosm for the Celtics of you live by the three and you die by the three.
Mm.
The first half they live by the three, second half they die by the three. Listen to this, because this to me I think is more so about, like, at some point you got to do something to change up your game a little bit. It's the playoffs. You got to be able to adapt. The Celtics, like you said, Bo, finished 15-60 on threes. In the second half, they took 49 of their second half shots in overtime. 37 were three-pointers. So 37 out of their 49 shots in the second half in overtime were threes, and they only made 10 of them. You just have to find a way to adapt. Jaylen Brown is too good at getting to the rim for you to be settling for shots. Jason Tatum can get any shot he wants on the court. You got to be able to adapt. I get that's their game, but at some point when it's not working for you, you got to be able to take the B option, take the B route, and they didn't do that last night.
Well, and tomorrow night we'll see what happens in this series. Game two is at TD Garden. Now, the Nuggets beat the Thunder on the road. Nikola Jokic had the standout night with 42 points. And in the final 4 seconds, Aaron Gordon hit a three-pointer to end the game at 121-119.
What was weird for me in this one is they took Jokic out because he's got 5 fouls right there with I think maybe, I don't know, maybe 19 seconds left or something. And straight defensive lapse. And now they're down, what, like 119-116. And then they get the ball and they foul Gordon. For some reason, the Thunder foul Gordon. Don't let him shoot a three. So that's great. He hits both free throws, 119-118. Then you turn around. And Holmgren misses both free throws when he's fouled. They get the ball to Aaron Gordon. He wins the game winning three. It was because of the way they did with the foul of Gordon, they allowed Jokic back in the game, which obviously frees things up. And it was almost like never been there type of moment from the Thunder, Dylan.
You hit the nail right on the head for me, Bo. To me, this was an inexperienced moment by not only the Thunder players, but the Thunder coach as well, because he gave his guys the instructions to intentionally foul the Nuggets players down the stretch so they, like you said, so they could not get a three off. To me, that was mismanagement. Make them make a shot. I get they got shot makers. Okay, make Jamal Murray make a three. Make Jokic make a three. Make Aaron Gordon make a three. Don't foul them and give them 4 3-point points in the final 13 seconds, which is exactly what they did, or 21 seconds or whatever it was. To me, that was complete mismanage. You gave them the opportunity. You kept them in the game by giving them free points. Now, again, you credit the Nuggets for making their free throws, but they're NBA players. They should make their free throws. So, to me, it was a mismanagement by the head coach. And I know at post-game he went back and said that he wouldn't have changed his strategy. I think he's just, you know, kind of saying that to save face. But to me, he went about it all wrong towards the end of the game there.
Did you guys notice how many boards the Nuggets had last night?
Oh, I mean, Jokic had, what, 22 himself?
62 boards.
Imagine having a guy that can give you 42 and 22 in 42 minutes.
Real quick before we go to break, I do want to mention the Ronald Acuna Jr. news put out there by our own Grant McCauley last night on Twitter. He talked about Ronald Acuna. He's not going to go back to Los Angeles. It had been previously reported that he needed to be released by the doctors in Los Angeles. Turns out that's not the case. He's not going back to Los Angeles. The team discussed it but decided in consultation with Dr. Neil L. Attriche, today that Acuna's knee is good to go, he'll begin a rehab assignment this month. I'm just going to guess the 1st of June. We'll see. It sounds to me like a 1st of June kind of thing, but we'll follow that story as it continues to roll on.